Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, my name is Randy Batson, a graduate of the Department of History and Philosophy at the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. 394 years ago, on this day, July 5th, 1628, the settlement of what would become the city of Bridgetown began. That momentous event took place when a Charles Wolverstone and 63 others sailed into the bay subsequently named after James Hay, the Earl of Carlisle, and up the inlet now known as the Constitution River. According to late historian Warren Allen, Wolverstone, a Bermudian, was the first formally commissioned governor of Barbados, and he had been sent out to the island by a syndicate of London merchants to take charge of 10,000 acres of land granted to them by Carlisle as a settlement of debts he owed. Each of the settlers took possession of 100 acres of land, with 100 acres to be used for general settlement. According to historian Maurice Greenidge, upon their arrival, the would-be settlers found three major paths leading to a primitive bridge spanning the narrowest point of the waterway. The bridge was referred to as the Indian Bridge, and the new town at various points in the early years was called the Indian Bridge Town, as well as St. Michael's Town, a term that was used commonly until the 19th century. In the early years of Bridgetown settlement, the space was described in particularly unflattering terms. Allen tells us that this was provoked by the presence of a noisome, or in other words, extremely unpleasant smelling swamp, as well as a disorganized layout of the town. This caused visitors to the island, such as author Richard Ligon, to describe the town as being poorly situated and unhealthy to live in. This was 2 decades beyond the initial settlement. The environment of the town started to improve, however, with the prosperity brought to the island by the production of sugar and rum after 1650, as well as legislative action designed to bring order to the physical environment starting in 1656, to such an extent that by 1700, the urban space was described by another visitor as a town that was, quote, fine and noble, with streets that were straight, long, clean, and well intersected, unquote. The original footprint of Bridgetown's very early years was one that was roughly rectangular and only occupied the north shore of the Carenage and encompassed Lower Robert Street, Corey Street, Reed and Tudor Street, and out to a point just north of Literary Row with what is now Temple Yard, the original western shoreline. Over the years, it has grown outwards in all directions to include Upper Robert Street, Country Road, White Park Road, New Orleans, Kensington, Fontainebleau and the Harbour area, and expanded southward to incorporate what is now Fairchild Street, Probyn Street and River Road, as well as Nelson Street and its adjacent neighbourhoods and Lower Bay Street and its environs. Even though the first streets were laid out by John Swan around 1640, several of the early ones have disappeared, largely because of the numerous large fires that impacted the town, including those that occurred in 1659, 1668, 1673, 1756, 1758, 1766, 1821, 1826, 1860, and 1910, among others. Bridgetown was also heavily affected by other occurrences, such as major hurricanes in 1675, 1780, and 1831, and the cholera outbreak of 1854. But despite these challenges, the city, for many years, remained the center of the island's commercial and social activity, and its historic core and its garrison were designated a World Heritage Site by UNESCO in 2011.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.